She can keep in line. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, July 17, 2024, episode 97. Curry and the Keeper. And once again, I say hello, my queen of the magic disappearing time machine.
What?
Oh, you have a hello, time. You love. Have you have a magic time machine. Whenever something's going on in the house, you just disappear.
Oh, did you work on that all week?
I did all week. Give me a cheers, baby. There you go. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
My Proverbs 31 wife, I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too, baby.
You are the best.
I'm drinking water again. And the art this week is a glass of water, not a glass of wine. Because Craig put on the art, pour yourself a glass of whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Although I am drinking wine and I'm drinking a Curry and the Keeper old school favorite.
Oh, yeah, an oldie but goodie.
An oldie, the Miomai, or some might say Miomi.
Miomi.
Whatever. It's a Pinot Noir, California, 2021. Nice to have this back in the arsenal.
Yeah, it's about $16 a bottle.
Because I've been drinking the Argelais, which, as you pointed out, is $23 a bottle.
Yes.
Which has been kind of the house wine.
Yes.
Yeah. But this, that taste is back. I kind of like that.
Yeah. You know?
It's good.
Great.
As we say in the old country, verandering van spijs doet eten.
Okay. What does that mean?
A change of spice makes you eat. I know. I'm full of them.
You are.
I'm full of a lot of things, including those. Yes.
Excuse me.
Yes. Did you burp?
It's just something came out of my throat. It wasn't really a burp. I think it was the bubbles.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about this.
The enemy is attacking you with the technology.
Oh, let's talk about the enemy. Let's talk about you first. You're just leaving me once again. You picked a fine time to leave me, Tina, with two sweaty workers and a bathroom that's broke.
Well,
I worked on that all week too.
Yeah, it was nice. Well, it's about a quarter of the way done.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get back, it should probably be almost done.
No one knows what we're talking about because this all of a sudden happened. Just
we talked
all
about
of
it.
This was a fall project.
Oh.
Like, I'm thinking September, October project, November project.
Well, Mike just happened to be available before he's jetting off to Mexico. And I was like, okay. And so, yes, we had to have our whole shower in our master bathroom ripped out because we had glass tile in there, and glass tile is not conducive.
It was a dumb idea. It's very conducive to mold.
Yes. So we started having, the water was getting under the glass and between the colors. So there was like a color and then the glass sat on the color.
Yes.
And the science experiment kept growing and growing and growing. And
it was kind of disgusting.
It
to
was
be
getting
honest.
Pretty bad.
It was getting nasty. Well, and there was nothing we could do about it.
And not only that, the color was chipping from behind of the, some of the tile that was on the wall behind it.
Yeah.
And we knew it when we bought the house. Yeah. I was like, I don't care. You know?
We'll do that in like the fall of 2024.
But there was no mold. There was no mold.
There wasn't.
And
there wasn't.
Praise God, there was no mold on the walls or, anywhere else where we had to remediate. It was within the tile.
And so we actually met Mike.
Last
July 4th, yes. Over at the parade.
Yes.
And, as he calls himself, Redneck Hillbilly.
Yeah.
And and he's awesome. He came in and said, okay, I can take care of this. I got the glass guy. I got the plumber guy.
Yeah, GC'ing the
right
whole
away.
Thing. Yeah.
Been jackhammering, got it all done. Because, of course, he had to jackhammer that old tile out.
And he had to scrape it off of the cement on the side.
Yes.
Because they extended. The issue with the shower is that we have a wall of glass, a wall of windows in the shower. And so there's a door,
to the outside. Yeah.
So all of that whole wall had to come down because they had laid the tile underneath the glass to the outside, which is stupid. Just dumb.
It's a builder home, you know?
He said it wasn't very well
installed. Oh,
yeah.
Really?
He said, no, shoddy work.
Anyway, none of that is as big a much of a problem as so he was over here a couple of days ago, last Friday. And you say, could you come and talk with us? I'm like, okay. And then he says, I don't know if you're going to like this. He says it's a conspiracy. And you said, I don't think you're going to like this. And I said, I don't care what you do. You are not closing up that glass wall. I like showering in the nature of the hill country.
That's right. Because I had mentioned to you, hey, what if we just like make this a wall and take the glass out?
No,
and
you're like, no. I have some.
No,
I put my foot down on
it. I
felt really proud of myself. I put my foot down.
You did.
I told you no.
And you smacked me.
I was around, and we'll get to that later. Talking of smacking people around.
Anyway, so yes. Yeah, so then because Mike's like, hey, I think I can start on Monday. And I'm like, well, let's go talk to Adam. And
talk to Big Bad Adam.
Where were we? We were out to dinner and I got the message. He's like, we're set. I got the plumber and the glass guy for Monday. We'll be there between 9 and 10. Yeah. I'm like, woohoo, I'm leaving on Thursday. See
exactly.
Ya.
That's skirt, skirt. And there it is. Again, Tina's leaving. It's already been interesting, although Phoebe has been really quite good comparatively speaking, yes, because of all the jackhammering,
yes,
and stuff.
Yeah.
She understands her place. When she's on her place, she does calm down.
That's her calming spot.
It's her safe space.
Yes.
And she's here in the studio with us now.
She's always in the studio with us.
She's become quite the dog. I have to say, I think she's good. She's not biting Elise anymore. This is good.
But tell him about the truck. So you went to walk her. Yeah.
So they got these trucks outside. So, and you know, when you, Phoebe, literally in the morning, I take her out. She goes to the garage and there's all kinds of bugs that come into the garage. She has to sniff every single bug. And she knows if it's a new one, she's like, oh, there's something new here. If there's a speck of dust,
if anything's new, she knows it.
She knows it. So I take her out the front. She sees the two trucks. Got to go sniff the trucks. She sniffs Mike's truck and then Chris's truck is over there. And she's sniffing. And I'm not just calling it. She has to sniff the wheel wells,
yes,
the running boards, yes, the license plates.
The front end, the back end.
And the tailgate. She's like, and she's like almost getting up on her hind legs, which she never does.
Oh, no.
I'm like, I'm like, what's in this bed? You know, maybe had a dead deer or something. And I look. No, and then Chris comes running over. Adam, no, just so you know, that wasn't a human. It was a wild pig. I'm like,
it wasn't
what?
A human.
He says, no, look, here's a picture. Here's a picture of the hog that I shot. And I put it in there and the porcupine. And I'm like, what made you think that I thought you had a dead human in there?
And you're working in our house?
Like,
hello?
He's like, well, I didn't want you to think it's okay, Chris, but I know if I ever need a cadaver donor, I know who to come to. Wow, hill country at its best. It was funny.
And then he tried to pet Phoebe. He's like, can I pet her? And you're like,
no. I said, don't do that. And I said, just ignore her. Okay, hi, Phoebe. Rah, 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 rah. It's like, hands go back in the air. It's like, no, I told you, man. She just takes a while for her to get used to. This is what she does. It's her job.
Yeah.
It's her job. And you've got gloves on and a hat on. You don't look good. You've got a dead body in the back of your truck. What do you expect, my friend? What do you expect?
Oh, that's funny.
That's
She has warmed up to Elise.
Oh, Elise can jump on her head.
Yes, now. And she even gave Elise a kiss today. So, yes, because Elise is petting her constantly, which relieves me of my duty. Because when I'm laying on the couch, we're watching TV, she comes and sits
right in front of the view.
And
so
she
you
turns
can't
her
see
back
it.
So that I'm like, she's like, okay,
pet me,
service
pet me.
Yeah, service me.
Although she listens to you, you say come, she comes, you say lay down, she lays down right away, she rolls over, she lets you.
And know, I look at her and I'll go quiet. And if she's mid bark, I'm like, quiet. She's
She has that really low guttural.
We have totally domesticated this dog.
Yeah,
she probably lived on a farm.
She lived wild.
On a ranch.
We got her wild.
Yeah.
So, well, yeah, definitely. Good dog, Phoebe. Good girl.
Yeah, she's out.
Good
she's
girl.
Sleeping.
Yeah, she's done with
she's
us.
Sleeping. But no, as I was talking, technology woes. Whoa, the enemy was strong here on Saturday.
Yeah.
And just now you were having issues.
Yeah.
I know this is the first time I saw you get really frustrated.
Well, that's because you're like, I can still hear it. It didn't change. I'm like, yes, thank you, Captain Obvious.
I didn't realize you had your headphones on.
The only
on.
Thing that would have been better is if you were like Dvorak playing the slide whistle.
Idea.
While I'm debugging. He likes to make noises.
Oh, so you're saying I irritated you.
No. Oh. And the troll room will go like, jiggle the handle. He said, great. Well, I'm working on a couple of projects that are definitely faith-based. And I know I've seen this with Mo, you know, the Mo Facts Adam Curry.
Yeah.
There is, of the 98 episodes we've done, at least 70, we've had technical issues or other issues. And I'll say, I don't know why this happens. And Mo will go, I do.
Yes.
I said, oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So first on Friday, the fiber went out, which is, I have backups. It's not a big problem. But first of all, it was out for a long time.
Yeah, it was Friday. Like six hours.
It doesn't really happen often. Yeah. Well, that slows down my prep time. Mm-hmm. And then I had Saturday morning, my entire system blew up, both the drive and the backup drive. People cannot even believe that this happened. I had a complete ghosted, that means copied backup drive, both of them. Would not boot up. I mean, it was 3:30 in the afternoon. I'm still trying to get this to work. And we had dinner plans with Jill and Mike, and we had
to cancel because you weren't able to prep or you weren't able to do anything.
I had to rebuild the whole machine. Yes. Licenses, although you can be quite proud of me. I had my licenses all in order.
For that. Yes, I take full credit for that.
I had everything all documented.
Look at that.
And I'd also just received 2 days before from one of our No Agenda producers, a brand new, repurposed Dell.
Shaking the whole desk.
I'm animated.
My microphone's bobbing up and down.
A Dell 3080 Slimline, which is a great, very powerful little computer.
And he just happened to send it to you. And if you didn't have that, what would have happened?
I would have had to go out and buy a computer somewhere.
Oh, you couldn't do it from your iPhone? You don't have an iPhone?
You sound like an IRS inspector. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've been through that question.
Yes, I know. Isn't that strange? No, I don't think it's strange.
My studio and my Rode machine both blew up.
Yes.
Now, luckily, all the show prep and all the clips and everything have always been safe, but I literally had to rebuild all the applications, set it all up. And there's always something that isn't configured right. And then around 6 or something, you come in, you're like, Trump just got shot.
Yes.
I'm like, wow. So I got a report on all this tomorrow. I haven't done a lick of show prep because all this stuff is happening. And it was just like, whoa. And I think I was up until 11.
I went to bed. Yeah.
11, 11:30 got up Sunday at 5 so I could prep and then go to church.
Yes.
But the enemy,
I turned to you in church. I'm like, that was the enemy. And look at how God just like answered it by having that guy send that computer mm-hmm. 2 days before in preparation.
Yeah.
So, and he sent you a really nice devotional book, which I tried to snatch from you.
Like, no!
You have so many books.
We both have a stack of we both have our Bibles and then maybe 3 or 4 books on top of it.
Yeah.
3 books on top
of
it.
Yeah, I'm reading The Elimination of Hurry, which Brett sent me. Brett Shivers.
From Beer Balderdash?
No, this is Brett Shivers.
Oh, Shivers. Yes. Okay, yeah.
And that's, it's talking about, and I can so relate to this because it's about just letting go of stuff, you don't need stuff and to just be like,
it's present, does it say anything about joy. Like scheduling, like taking it easy on scheduling?
Well, yes, it does say that too.
Like don't schedule things at 7 in the morning with your husband. Does it say anything about that at all?
What's scheduled at 7 in the morning?
No, that's when you talk about scheduling.
Oh, yes. Oh, no, it does not say that. It says a wife can talk to her husband early in the morning.
As early as she likes, yes.
So I'm reading that. We're doing the 4x4, which is the...
Yeah, this is what Pastor Brian came up with.
But we do 4x7. We do 4x7.
So Pastor Brian, who, by the way, had a great kind of morning prayer on Sunday, which everybody needed to hear that, just for our country and calm everybody down a little bit. Cause man, people are going off the rails. And
so many conspiracies. It's ridiculous.
This is where a conspiracy therapist has to get to work. I'm very busy.
Yes.
Very, very busy.
I know you've been in the studio all day.
But it's really cool because he has these statistics. Did we talk about that on the last show? That he has these statistics of how many times Christians read the Bible.
I think we touched on it.
Yeah. And so it turns out if you read at least 4 times a week, that's when addiction goes down 60%.
Dramatic life changes.
Like divorces go down 70%.
Yeah.
But even if you do it less than 4, those go up perpendicularly. It's really interesting. So he has this
perpendicular. No, that's not the right word.
It sounded intelligent.
Perpendicular means this.
Oh, almost inverse.
Sounded intelligent.
Hey, listen, DePaul.
I'm the comms girl.
You are the comms girl. Yeah. And so you read one chapter of Psalms, one Proverbs, one gospel, and one free choice.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing that, and it's actually been really enjoyable.
Yeah, I like that structure, because before I'd be like, okay, where are you leading to me today? Yeah. But when he presented that, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, and I turned to you, I'm like, amateurs. Because we were in the Word every day. Yeah. So,
and then this morning, I got up, I came to you, I said, good morning, my Proverbs 31 wife. I love you so much. And what was the YouVersion app?
Yeah.
Proverbs 31.
Yes, yeah.
Bam.
Yeah. And I sent that prayer to all my Godsend girlfriends. I sent it to. And prayed for each of them individually.
Good.
So
good. Prayers have been working a lot these days.
Yeah, I know.
It's been really good.
I know. Speaking of prayers.
Yes.
The daughter goes in for surgery on Tuesday. So we appreciate everybody to say prayers. She's got a torn meniscus and ACL.
At least you're back for that. Even that's surprising. Like, I'm taking her to hair consult on Saturday. And she's like, we're doing in-room dining at Waterbury Thursday night. Okay. And then vaudeville, or what are we doing? Like, all these different things.
You're not going to vaudeville, are you? Are you going to vaudeville?
I don't know. I'm not in control of my schedule.
Oh.
I'm telling you, I should just give you my schedule. You just plan it.
Listen, I'm in Chicago. I'm at a graduation party.
Yeah.
And I'm taking Pat to church on Sunday morning.
That's her mom.
That's my mom.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah. So I'm sorry that the timing worked out that way. It just so happened that he was available. No.
The enemy is sending you away and bringing him in for me. Thank you.
No, that's not true. And you know what? If we would have waited till September, we would have had a furry shower.
On my feet. Just
furry.
Mold.
It would have been furry. Furry.
Hey, but forget all that.
Yes.
We had your birthday celebrations. Let's just say we had, I think you had probably the best birthday year that I've been with you.
It was lovely. Yeah. It was absolutely lovely.
It was
lovely.
Like nonstop 3 days of celebrations.
And I put in the newsletter that it was Blooms, Balloons, and Bentleys. So I will share that in a moment. But so I woke up Thursday morning and there were roses with diamonds in them.
Oh no, they were like, real diamonds. Go,
those are real diamonds.
Full carat.
There must have been like 2 dozen roses. There was a lot.
Yeah.
And then balloons, because you know how important balloons, but you go, I got up too early. You go, I'm not quite ready yet. I'm like, it's okay. And then you bought me a beautiful, beautiful bracelet. And you know, I was looking at this bracelet and I'm reading this book about the elimination of hurry. And one thing is to just, you know, not impulse buy and not accumulate stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I think this is going to be my last gift. Like, I don't need anything else. I don't need anything.
Could you please put that in writing here?
I know somebody who will clip this and throw it back in my face. Yes. We should not say his name.
Oh, he whose name shall not be spoken. Yes. Okay. Yes.
So, but no, I'm reading this book and I'm like, I'd much rather have experiences. I'd much rather do stuff like that than be present and joyful.
I feel a birthday always needs to have a gift. I come from a birthday country. By the way, beautiful to see Pastor Jimmy and Damonette immediately when we saw them congratulating me with your birthday because they listened to the Dutch tradition.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
When we walked in the restaurant?
Yeah, it's like, you know, congratulations with your wife. I said, thank you for listening. Aww. That is exactly how you're supposed to do
That's
it.
A good friend.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we ended up going to dinner at Friedhelm's that night. We were going to go to Backwoods, but they were closed. So we went to Friedhelm's and Pastor Jimmy and Annette met us and they finally got to meet Elise.
Yes.
And Elise loved them. And Elise didn't get to talk to Pastor Jimmy as much because he was across the table, but she
was
Annette.
All in on Annette. Yeah.
Annette's like, come and hang out at my pool. And Elise is like, okay. So that was fun. That really
that was nice.
Warmed my heart. Yeah. Yes.
That was good. That was a great evening.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And then Friday, we did the champagne tasting at
Six Twists, which we had a gift certificate.
Yeah. Yes. And so there was seven of us and
David and Andrea came.
Yeah, David and Andrea, Pastor Jimmy, Annette, me, you, and Elise. And so after the third champagne,
it's a flight of four.
And they're good pours.
Yeah, about 3 ounces probably each.
Well,
we are special customers. It might have been four.
And that's 12 ounces for me. That's a lot.
That's like a can
and
of
Annette,
beer.
And Annette, too. Annette's like, oh my gosh, I'm drunk. No,
Annette was lit. She got lit for a second there. This is funny.
Then she drank water. Then she calmed down. Yeah, but I felt the same way too. You know, it was fun though.
What my favorite was because we basically, we had the champagne, like, I'll order some caviar. You know, this little like.
And charcuterie board.
Yeah. Little tin. Because I knew that neither Jimmy nor Annette had ever had some. And so I make a Bellini with creme fraiche for Annette. And she's like, first of all, she's like, I thought it was going to be a hard cracker. Like, no. And she's like.
That threw her off. That threw her off.
Pastor Jimmy's like, I like this. And then from that moment on, Annette.
Yes.
Is dipping potato chips into the caviar.
Chips and caviar.
Could you get any more hill country than that, ladies and gentlemen? That was phenomenal.
But they serve potato chips with it. So people
I know. It's like, and then you dip it in the caviar.
Was Jimmy going to do that? And you told him no?
No, actually, you can't do that. No. That's not allowed. Yeah. No.
But he liked the Bellinis, though, right?
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, chips and caviar.
And we love Melissa and...
Bobby,
and was Andre there too? I didn't see him.
I didn't see him.
You know, because they do a whole, you know, there's a whole presentation. Yes. They explain where it's coming from. Yes. And I've heard some of it, obviously.
Yeah.
And it was just really nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
And I was sitting next to Andrea, and I'm so amazed at her because she had cooked a whole meal
waiting for us.
Plus
yes.
two other people, David yep. and Karen.
Yes.
And she had just stopped, had it all ready, came down, did the champagne tasting. Then we all went back, and then she had dinner almost ready.
I mean, yes.
That was impressive.
I know.
Impressive.
She is amazing.
I can't do that. If I'm cooking, I'm cooking.
Me neither.
You know, I can't just have it wait and then.
You're like, we're going out.
And she made this... she had done a pork roast. She had roasted it for
It was pork belly.
Pork belly for pork like belly. 5 hours
there. On the Traeger grill.
On the Traeger. She had this egg fried rice, which is
well. She had sort of like phenomenal. It was like Korean barbecue on the pork
the
belly.
Whole, I mean, it was. She's always a good chef. Man, she outdid herself.
I'm
on
not
this.
Kidding.
And
you.
Then she had that little radishes with the Greek
I'm
yogurt.
I'm not a radish fan.
Yeah, but I am.
Okay.
I know. We never have radish. I finally got a radish.
Oh, stop.
I'm never allowed to have radishes.
Okay, noted. I will buy you radishes for your birthday.
And that was just another lovely.
And then she had the melon, the cantaloupe.
Yep.
With feta cheese, which was, oh my gosh.
David had his rosé and everything all timed and temperatured and measured. And we are living.
She puts me to shame in terms of
everybody.
Cooking. I'm like, you come over to my house, you get steak, potato, and salad.
I love that we go from Friedhelms to that. I mean, we have the gamut. We are living in a gastronomic wonderland here in Hill Country, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I mean, it was, and then she bought me a cake.
Life is good in small town America.
I felt so loved. It was such a great night. And I was so happy that Elise was there because she got to see our slice of our life, you know?
And she wasn't bored or annoyed.
No, she loved Clover. Clover's her dog.
Clover's a good distraction.
So
for sure.
it was just a really, really...
It was dynamite, dog.
Yes.
It was really, really good.
I look back and I'm like, gosh, our lives have changed so much. For so much for the better.
Yeah.
So, and I got a lot of cards, a lot of texts, a lot of wonderful birthday wishes. And I got two... One, a really cool gift, and another very strange gift.
Well, you want to talk about your gifts?
Yes. Okay. So.
Do the strange gift first, because it was, so this came in the mail.
This came in the mail.
A package. A package is always exciting. You know, I open the door, Phoebe's like. What is this? She's like, if there was an explosive in it, she'd know it.
Yes.
And, like, and then we have to look on it. Oh, it's for you.
So I get this package and it's from Sir Brian with an I.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
And I open it up and it's a picture of him.
Framed.
A picture of him.
Like a glamour shot.
In a tuxedo. He's in a, he had a green screen. Like he looks like he's like in a Mar-a-Lago. It's like a gold palace. It's signed and he's pointing at me with his no agenda night ring on.
Yeah.
So looking at me like, hey, that's my gift. So I have a picture of him.
For you.
I told him I put it down next to Phoebe.
And it came with
a certificate of authenticity. So it says, he said people were cracking up laughing at the post office.
I bet.
No, because he actually got it notarized.
Yeah,
he paid to have it notarized. So it's a certificate. It says, this certificate is proudly presented to Sir Brian with an I. I hereby state as fact and with God as my witness and with the knowledge of the penalty of perjury that the incredibly handsome man in this photo and the accompanying autograph are from Sir Brian with an I. The man, the myth, the legend, One day this will be worth at least one entire Bitcoin, but probably two in the evening. And it's
in the evening.
And it's signed by him. It's signed by him and it's notarized.
And notarized. It's like one of, it's a very, as gag gifts go, it's a funny one.
Well, we all know that Brian likes to hear us talk about him. So yes, this was his ploy for us to talk about
this
him.
This was his swan song. From now on, he's he who shall not be named.
And you know, he actually used our line. He's courting this woman, Jackie, the Jackie that did not show up at the vow renewal.
Oh, his AI girlfriend?
Yeah. And
what line did he use?
He told her, "Let's get clumsy." I go,
what a plagiarist. Yes. Hello, Joe Biden. Sir Joe Biden with an I. There you go.
There you go. That's his new
That's
name.
His new name. Sir Joe Biden with an I.
In the evening.
There you go, Brian.
Anyway, so yes, that was the strangest gift that I received. And then also.
The next day, another package. Phoebe's like.
Like, what is that?
It says so Tina Curry on it.
In comes this
box,
and it says young couple.
So we know that's from our OG Sam and Ye.
Yes. I am nothing if not a man of my word. Happy birthday, Tina. Stay blessed. Your OG Sam and Ye, Michael. Everybody knows Michael. And so I open it up and it's a model car and it's a Bentley and it's black. Like I, because like, you had like, asked me at the last show and I actually forgot. And I texted Brian. I go, "Dude, I don't remember." And he's like, "Yeah, it was in the donation segment." And I looked at it and it's black and it... It actually makes noise too.
You got to put it on the.
Oh, I got to put. It's loud.
Yeah, put it up to the mic. It's the only Bentley with a Ferrari motor, apparently.
It's squealing. Skirt. And its lights turn on and the doors open. So I put it in the newsletter and I said, it's the right color. It's the perfect color, but it's the wrong size.
Wrong size. But,
but thank you, Michael.
One. Great. And finally, I'm glad. People, please do more of this. I want Tina to receive many tchotchkes and gadgets from you so she can see how hard it is to clean up the office because these things are dear to me. Well, people send things. I'm like, I can't toss this. Well, I got to put it in a box and save it for my daughter for when I'm dead. She can deal with
it. Well, Sir Joe Biden with an eye picture is going right next to Phoebe. So, yeah, that's, yeah.
What
so
do you mean next to Phoebe?
By her bed. That's going to be her on her bedside table. But
the,
I did
the
want
dog is supposed to sleep. She'll be haunted.
Gonna have, so yeah, nightmares, gonna have nightmares. The one thing I wanted to say about this model car, though, they spell Bentley, B-E-N-T-L-E-E. Because I guess they probably can't.
Hello, China.
Well, no, they probably can't because they can't take the whole like.
Of course not.
So anyway, thank you, Michael. That was really sweet. It's a really cool little car, too.
And then this is something that now we've had a pool, which is it's a cocktail pool. It's really, you know.
You hold, it's deep enough to hold your drinks.
You can hold your drink even in the deep end, kind of. Well, you'd probably go this.
I could. Well, I mean, it's like 5.5 feet, maybe. Yeah, no, 5 feet. It's not deep. No, it's probably 5 feet.
By that drain, I mean, if I stand on the drain, it's over. It's over my head.
It is not. I will bet you a Bitcoin. It is not.
Show me your Bitcoin first.
I got my wallet.
Okay,
you just got to replenish.
You got it. Okay, I got to put the Bitcoin in to get it back.
I will bet you.
When I stand on the drain, I'm not standing. I mean, I'm standing, but I don't think I can stick my head. It's not about.
Yes, you can. Are you kidding me? I've been in the pool way more than you.
Well,
have.
So this is the thing: is because Elise is here. You guys have been in the pool every single, and it warms my heart because it's just been a water feature for us,
yes,
basically.
I know.
I mean, you know, it's like, I'd hate not to have it because just even the idea of having a backyard with a pool is really nice. But you guys have been in it. You've been sunbathing, you know,
I got
there,
a great tan.
You're hanging out.
I'm almost as dark as Annette.
And then Tina's like, "Come in the pool, come in the pool." I'm like, okay.
So, I was like, wait, let me get my sunglasses because you are stark white.
See what I have to endure? Now I'm red.
Now you're a nice tomato color.
So I grab a beer. Like this is perfect. I'm now Mr. Homeowner, America Homeowner. I'm chilling on the pool noodle. I got my beer and all of a sudden, whack! You hit me right in the mouth.
I know.
With the
pool skin, pool brush.
With the pole, with the back end of the brush of the pole, like right on the side that Mitch just repaired.
I was mortified.
I'm like,
didn't you see it coming your way?
No, I'm chilling in my pool. Whack!
I clocked you.
You clocked me good.
I know. I was very worried that I had
to
go.
I was scheduled to see Mitch the next day. I'm like, dude, if anything's loose, just so you know, that's Tina. And he looks at me and says, I got to tell you, he says, you have done 6 weeks of healing in 2 weeks.
You're so diligent. You're so diligent with your teeth. It takes you a half hour to scrub them. Because well, you not, do the water pick, then you do the flossing, then you do the brushing.
Why are you talking like you that? Why you sound like I'm some kind of prima donna. I'm protecting the investment here.
I know, because I go, I so want a driveway. Yeah, and a driveway, you go, the driveway is in my mouth.
That's right. That's right. Here's the driveway, everybody.
We have a dirt road leading up to our house. So I want a driveway. But anyway. I was mortified. You know, I was mortified because I was trying to get this spot off on the pool and that was not good. That could have been, I could have hit you in your eye.
Literally the first thing I thought, show content. Mm-hmm. that's the first thought that came to mind. Yes. Am I bleeding? No, show content.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
So anyway, my week has just been repairing computers, but also this Lift 1,000 Voices project is taken off.
You gave me a job now. Now I work for the business.
Yes, you have to come up with a name.
I have to come up. Well, why not 1,000 Voices?
Well, no, but we need look. Hear me now, believe me.
I got enough work to do.
No, you're literally in the pool going, I love being retired. I'm like, I'll make more podcasts. Yes, I'll just do more podcasts. Well, but Pastor Jimmy and I, we've been talking. Hello, Fred. I mean, we're going to do it. We're going to have to start doing that.
Yeah. You need a jingle.
Then we only have 999 voices to go.
Oh, there you go.
The first one is in.
Yeah.
Exactly. No, but it's been good. And also today, this is really weird. I did...
You did an interview.
Yeah, this is one of our No Agenda producers, Sir PJ.
I thought I heard you talking English. Were you speaking English?
No, it was mainly Dutch. But here's the point. Sir PJ has been donating to No Agenda for at least 3 months. And, you know, every couple of weeks he'll come in with an associate executive producer.
Oh, wow.
And he'll be like, I'm really trying to get you on the podcast.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to set it up. Okay. And he'll be like, remember last month you said you would do the podcast? I'm really trying to get you in the podcast. So we finally got it all set up. And it's actually a quite well-known podcast called Days of Daga, These Days, or Days Like These.
Uh-huh.
And it's a faith-based podcast.
Oh, wow.
And my fear was, like, my Bible speak is English.
Yes.
Like, I don't know. I can't.
You said that before. You like, how do you translate Jesus freak?
I mean, I had to say just Jesus freak. They'll get it. Of course, they all got it. But I was a little concerned. Like, it's just speaking Dutch first because I don't speak it here. I don't speak it at all. The only reason I speak it is if I'm doing that interview. And that went okay. But I said, you know, stuff's going to come out. It's going to be in English. No, no problem. But it was really nice.
Was it?
Yeah. Sir PJ was on it and the main host, Simon.
Oh, you've been doing a ton of interviews too.
Yeah. More coming.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you just get into these, you know, I push everything off and all of a sudden I have to start saying yes to stuff and then it all comes. I try to schedule it all at one time, but, you know, that always conflicts with my wife who schedules the rest of my life. Now we're, you know.
If it wasn't for me, we'd be sitting down watching TV all the time.
Oh, how horrible.
I have a couple of interviews coming up too. I have to redo the one with Vic.
Yeah. Yes. And I'm going to make sure the eye line, the eyesight is everything is perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That it's going to, you're going to be so happy. It'll be even better than the first time around.
Okay.
Why are you doing that to me like that?
And then the second one is with Sir Timothy and he wants me to talk about my communications background.
Now, wait a minute. I don't have been on his podcast.
No, you haven't. I'm sought after now.
Well,
I had another guy reach out to me too.
You're interesting. You're interesting.
I don't know about that, but I had another guy reach out to me as well. And he reached out to me two or three times and never followed up. So
he's off my list.
He's off my list. Yes. So anyway.
So what else been going on,
Ben? No, just preparing for my trip tomorrow to Chicago. Well, actually Indiana. It's my nephew's birthday.
Graduation.
Hello.
Yeah. Now, you're staying at your sister's house with 75 other people?
Pretty much. Because my mom lives
you
there.
You Indiana girls, you're like, you just go back to what you're used to. Five girls, one bathroom.
My sister Laura is coming too. She's driving up from Kentucky. So it'll be the three out of five girls, my mom. And then she invited 100 people to this graduation party. I'm like, I don't even know 100
for
people.
Joey?
For Joey. And she's like, yeah, from all the money, I hope he can buy a car. I'm like, what are you hoping? Like $30,000?
That's why she invited 100 people. If every one of them gives him $100, then he can buy a car.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I'm like, wow. Okay. Yeah, good luck with that. But no, I was talking, I had a coffee with Dawn today and I was saying to her, like, I'm really interested in going back into that environment because I'm kind of a different person since I've been saved. You know, I've been just, I think I'm more calm. I'm happier. I'm
you
more
think
joyful.
We are both more calm.
Yeah.
I mean,
and just more like, joyful and more present.
Joyful
and,
is the word.
You know, and I'm going back into joy is my word for 2024.
Joy is the word.
You know, but I'm going back into like old family dynamics. And so I'm very curious to see how I'm going to do.
Oh, you're bringing the salt and the light, baby.
Yes, I am. You I'm going to be salty.
You're bringing
I'm
it.
I'm going to be lit and I'm going to be salty.
It's going to be great.
Salty and lit.
Salty and lit. It's going to be good. It's going to be real good.
Yeah.
I'm excited for
it. I'm excited. And I'm excited to see my mom. And
wait, I just want to let that sink in.
Oh, I know.
I've known you for 9 years. I don't think I've ever heard you say, I'm excited to see my
mom. Yes, because I haven't really had a very close relationship with my mom. But since I've been working on my relationship with God, I've really healed that part of me. And I really do honor my mom. And you know, we watched that movie last night, Hillbilly.
Elegy.
Elegy. What does elegy mean?
Well, that's a good question. Let me consult.
This is the J.D. Vance movie, which if you have not seen it, I guess it's the number one trending movie now.
Elegy.
You need to look at that. Watch
poem
it.
Or something, couplet. A song or poem expressing sorrow or lamentation, especially for one who is dead.
Oh.
I think a song or poem expressing sorrow, probably. But, you know, because he was announced as our possible future vice president, I'm like, let me see this. I haven't seen this movie. You had already seen
it. It's his true story.
About and it was his... Glenn Close, isn't it? Amy Adams.
Yes.
Whoa.
Amazing.
Wow.
Amazing.
And this is a true story. This is his life. Like, whoa.
It's been out for a couple of years. But anyway, watching that, you know, watching that, I'm like, and you were asking me, was your childhood like that? And I'm like, no, wasn't quite that. But there were some elements of it with the yelling and the screaming and the throwing the dishes and, you know, but. And it made me realize, and I said this to my friend today, I said, we really had a pretty decent life. I mean, we didn't have to deal with parents who were addicted or alcoholic or like just totally abusive, you know? I mean, granted, we were dysfunctional, but who isn't?
Yeah, right.
You know, and so, but coming to that realization, I think a lot of that came through just my faith. You know, and God healing me and delivering me from that trauma. And so yes, I'm
excited.
I also
turned to you and said, our kids got it good, man.
No kidding.
What is all that?
No kidding. They have no idea how
they need to be very, very quiet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch this movie.
Yeah. That's a good movie, though.
Tell me how your life is.
Definitely. Yeah. Watch it. If you haven't watched it,
I was impressed. If he becomes the vice president.
He will appeal to a cross section of the flyover states.
Well, it's also the American dream right there. You go from that from, you know, where was he in Ohio, but a lot of his time spent in Kentucky to the vice president. And then obviously he's chosen as a successor
to be a
president. Oh, wow. Yeah. You know, what a country we have.
I know.
What a country
we
have.
I know.
And the more I read my founder's Bible, the more impressed I am with our country.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
We got a lot of work to do if we want to bring it back. But all is not lost. All is not lost.
Yeah. But so I'll be back on Monday just in time for the surgery on Tuesday.
And then another show on Wednesday.
And then I'm Nurse Ratched. I'm Nurse Ratched. I'm going to dole out her meds. She's like, you're going to make me suffer.
The funniest thing is like, well, I'll have to be sleeping on the couch so that I can get you your medication in the middle of the night. She's like, you're just trying to ration me. You don't need to sleep on the couch.
I said, oh, and then she goes, you could just drop me off and then you could go. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I'm like, okay.
Right, no.
She's like, I'll have my phone. I go, no, you won't.
You have beautiful daughter.
I do. You know, really no, do. I mean, she's getting a little nervous the closer of it comes
course,
to it.
So of course.
It'll be good to just kind of keep her busy, yeah. You know, so. And you know what I said to Dawn this afternoon? I said, you know, I am just staying present to her being here because what are the chances that this is ever going to happen again? You know,
well, hopefully zero.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I get to take care of her.
How many more times do we get to see our kids?
Right,
really?
Right.
If it's once a year, it's what? Well, in your case, only
10 more times.
Tina has this really weird thing. She's like, 71, I'll be dead by then. I keep saying, stop saying that. Don't put that out there.
No, but.
And they're like, well, 90 then. What would I look like when I'm 90? Like, did we not go through Proverbs 31 today?
I'll be like, I'll get up and I'll go, I'm going to work out now. That's what I'll say to you. Gotta go lift some weights. And I'm like hunched over. I'm like about 5'2 at this point.
You'll be beautiful.
Yeah.
As usual.
I just brought that up because you said somebody, from Deep Purple. Was it Deep Purple?
John Lord, bass player for Deep Purple, 71.
Yeah, and I'm like, 71? That's 9 years for me. That's like. Anyway.
I know where I'm going. I'm not worried. Guys. No, I'm not worried either, but, you know, it's like, I just respect, like, we've lost a lot of people.
Yeah.
We lost Dr. Ruth.
Yes, but how old was she? 78?
Oh, no. Dr. Ruth was probably in her 90s.
Okay.
Yeah, she was in her 90s when I heard her on the radio. And I met her. She came to MTV. She was funny. It just... You know, Hungarian Jew came over in World War II,
I
think.
Yeah.
You know, what a great, we forget to just stop and say what a great country we have. We got our problems. We got our issues.
We sure do.
But what a great country.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you say? Is it Godshot time?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for Tina's Godshot.
I am off the hook.
You are off the hook.
I brought it last week.
And I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago too. So I actually have two scriptures from Luke. I've been reading Luke. Okay. I like Luke. Mm-hmm. Luke 6, chapter 6, verse 45. For the mouth speaks where the heart, what the heart is full of. For the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. And then Luke 12, 34. Okay, I probably wrote this down wrong because I have it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. I messed that up big time. So I was just thinking about that, you know, and I thought, gee, where do I put my mind, my time, my money, and my energy? Yeah, like what's manifesting in my heart? You know, and I think that what comes out of your heart is what you are. Just like when we were talking about, you know, the tongue a couple weeks ago. And so with that, I was just thinking about, you know, with Elise here and being present and being joyful and being helpful and just being giving and
being a mom
and being a mom. Yeah. And that what comes out of my mouth is what is in my heart. And so I'm just very cognizant of that. And I'm very cognizant of that going into this weekend too, because this is going to be a true test for me.
Do you think it works in the reverse as well? When you're cognizant of what comes out of your mouth, do you think it also fills up your heart?
I do.
Does that make sense?
I do.
Yeah.
I want to back up. I don't think this is going to be a real test for me. I don't think it, because I know that I've been transformed. Mm-hmm. I know that I have been. It's going to be an eye-opening event for me.
And for your family,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, because I'm indefinitely transformed, you know. So that just really, those two verses just kept, those two scriptures just kept bouncing out at me like, oh, where you put your time, your money, your energy is what's in your heart. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love, this happens a lot when I'm reading the Bible, because Dutchisms.
Oh,
I mean, for all my life, I've heard, "Vart hart van vol is, daar vloeit de mond van over." That which the heart is full of, the mouth overflows.
Yes.
And I finally understand them. I didn't know it was a Bible thing.
Oh.
I had no idea. I've been saying this, you know, I mean, I grew up with these sayings.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the Dutch know it. If today's contemporary Dutch, if they even know that this is all scripture.
Yeah.
So this is a big one. And I have the same thing. I also am always thinking like, what is coming out of my mouth? What is really in my heart?
Yes.
That's why I asked you, like, I think that when you are conscious of that, you change your heart.
Yes.
And you say, look, no, I don't want this.
Yeah.
I don't go yeah. get thee behind me, enemy. I don't yes. want these things in my yes. heart. I want other things. I Which want is, joy and love in my heart.
Right. And that's transformed by your relationship with God.
Yes.
You know, so I just, yeah, I'm very aware.
High five for Jesus, baby.
High five. I was also thinking about, you know, I was reading the, I think it's in John about the vine, you know, being mm-hmm. on the vine
mm-hmm.
and how we're the fruit on the vine, mm-hmm. you know, and Jesus is the, is actually I don't know what the actual scripture is, but I Good actually, one. I don't remember. I can't remember scripture. Can you pull it up?
Yeah, I can. Keep going.
I can too. But no, I actually, so I was reading it and I actually had the visualization.
I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. This is John 15.
Yes, I knew it was John. Yeah. And so I actually had that visual like, oh, we are like fruit mm-hmm. on the vine mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. ripening mm-hmm. and beautiful and bountiful. And I actually had like...
I visualized it.
Yeah. Also YouVersion today, it was Proverbs 31:30. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. That was
and I came out this morning and praised you, and then I got that scripture. I'm like, whoa,
I know,
hello,
I know.
Hello. That Pastor Jimmy calls that a God nod.
A God nod.
That's God like saying, that. I see you.
And
just
so,
letting you know, I'm here all the time.
Let me see here. Because I like the prayer. And the prayer was, and I sent this to the Godsend girlfriends, it said, God, today I'm thinking of a woman I know who lives her life for you. Protect and guide her. Fill her with your strength and hope. I pray she finds her confidence in you, not in the physical beauty standard of the world. Give her wisdom and perseverance as she lives for you. In Jesus' name, amen. And I prayed that over every amen. Single girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that was, yeah. So I'm going to have a lot to report. Next week.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, I don't have to have any list.
Yes.
I just sit here and let it flow.
Yes.
It's beautiful.
See if I drink the Alanis Kool-Aid.
Now it's time the Kool-Aid. To hear from the Coke Suckers.
The Indiana Kool-Aid.
That's right.
But we got to hear from those Coke Suckers now.
What did you say?
What did you say?
Now it's time to hear from the Coke Suckers.
Value for value is the name of the game. We love getting value back from you. It can be a Bentley. That's fine. We accept Bentleys of all sizes.
And this baby rolled up right to the front door too.
Even Sergio Biden with an eye. We do. This is great. This is going to bug him, man. It's going to bug him. I love it. And what I really like is if you use a modern podcast app, and really Fountain is a great way to start. There's going to be much easier ways to get on Value for Value with the modern podcast apps coming soon. Stay tuned. What I like about it is when we have enough of you boosting us, then we show up in the Fountain top 10. And
yes.
this week we were in the top 10 shows and top 10 episodes.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And that, of course, is promotion. So you're really helping Jesus. Just saying.
Yeah.
We do have a number of people who came in with some PayPals and some Boostergrams. And of course, you can go to curryingthekeeper.com. We have a donation page. Please sign up for the newsletter. It's hilarious. It's a good newsletter.
Thank you.
It's fun. There's always a good picture. There's always fun little teasers and riddles about what we're going to talk about. You should take a look at it. I'm just saying. It's
yes.
worth it.
I have two people reminding me every Monday to do the newsletter.
Kicking it off with 12,000 Satoshis is Ooh. The one and only comic strip blogger.
What?
He CSB? Is he is back with a vengeance.
Wow.
He says, howdy, love birds.
Hi.
Please recommend to your audience podcast Unrelenting Show, unrelenting.show, which airs right before Podcasting 2.0 podcast of Adam and Dave on Fridays, wherein Gene from Austin and Darren from Chicago area are talking fun stuff.
Unrelenting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll have to subscribe.
It's funny. Yeah,
I'm going to. Okay.
It's a funny show.
All right.
Yeah. And they do it live.
Okay.
And they're live before we are live. I'd love the, of course you can get it as a podcast, but the live shows are fun because okay. people are in the troll
unrelenting,
room.
Unrelenting. I like it. Mm-hmm. Unrelenting. So it's Darren and Gene.
Darren and Gene. Okay. Yeah, that's
cool.
right.
Cool.
Big Darren O and Big Gene. Yo, CSB. Thank
yo,
you, CSB.
Thank you, CSB.
We got $7 from Michael Hall. His is that a weekly now or is it a monthly?
Monthly.
KT Chopper with $5.33.
Thank
we
you.
Love KT Chopper. And there with 7777 Satoshis. Yes, a mini striper boost. Sir Joe Biden with an eye. We've all heard about Tina's addiction to mukbang videos and Pastor Jimmy watches Russian car crashes. I binge punk rock covers of Disney songs. Send a boost about which weird rabbit holes you go down. We are a family and we want to see you with no makeup on. In the evening, y'all.
In the evening.
I like that idea.
I do. He's
encouraging
he's
people.
Encouraging
he's
participation.
Encouraging boosting. Yes.
So, yes. And participation. So send
very
us,
nice.
Send
thank
us
you.
Your weird.
Yeah, weird your weird
stuff in your life.
Yeah, stuff. Boost us with your weird stuff. 4321 Satoshis from SLC. And SLC says, what is this? Embrace the future. Check out My Sword. Only available as a .apk, which is an Android app. Load various translations and view single verses and all those versions at once. Integrated maps and songs. Instead of needle drops, try reading through a book, ignoring chapter and verse. They were added after the fact and can disconnect ideas. So he's saying we should check out My Sword, the app for Android.
Okay. I don't have an Android.
I have an Android, so I'll do that. Thank
you're the
you,
green
SLC.
Bubble guy.
3333 from the Balderdash Boys.
Aw, they're back.
They are in the evening.
In the evening.
Thank you both for being so encouraging and faithful. And thank you, Tina, for being a producer of beer, bourbon, and Balderdash.
That's right.
Cheers. You're a producer?
I am. And as soon as you load up my wallet, I can produce.
Make sure we do that right after the show.
Okay.
And then another 1,000 sats with two boosts from Sir Biden with an eye.
Sir Joe Biden.
Sir Joe Biden with an eye. He says, where are the batteries, Michael? Are those her gift for next year? No, they came with batteries. The batteries were in it.
Because I showed him it and I said, I got to get batteries. I didn't know that there were batteries in it.
They were in it. They were in it. I took off the cover and checked.
Yeah.
And then Sir Joe Biden with an eye boosting for Adam, Tina, and the Oxford comma.
Oh, jeez.
And finally, 500 sats from RG Black 316. Happy birthday to the keeper.
Oh, thank you.
And then C. Brooklyn, the snarky boost of the day, 200 sats. Christians shouldn't be so excited to see a monument made by Masons.
Oh.
Well, I'm excited to see this monument.
I am too.
This monument.
But was it made by Masons?
We were reading the Wikipedia.
Oh.
So, but okay. It represents our founding. And by the way, Washington, D.C. was built by Masons.
Mm.
A lot of our presidents were Masons.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see the history of our country. That's what excites
me. Yeah,
me
too.
Thank
and
you
the
all.
Doobie Brothers.
I can't wait. Is Michael McDonald playing with
us? Yes, you asked me that the last time.
I can't believe it.
Yes.
She comes from somewhere back in my long ago.
I like, I keep forgetting I'm not in love anymore.
Now, is that a Michael McDonald or Doobies?
Yeah, that's a Michael McDonald. Well, I hope he plays it.
Name the song.
I don't know.
China Grove. Yeah, baby.
I hope Michael McDonald
Long Train Running.
Maybe he won't.
What other Doobie Brothers songs do you
know? I don't know. I got to brush up on
it. But you're excited.
I am. I never bought a Doobie Brothers album. I was excited because I was like, road trip with our friends.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
With the besties.
Even if we didn't do the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Linda Ronstadt.
Sorry, that came out wrong.
Oh, you're
every single one.
Repent.
It's a very old music business joke. It's just in there. I'm sorry.
Is it like Rod Stewart and the soccer team? That one? You know that one?
You mean like...
Yeah. Anyway, whatever. We don't know.
Why? Don't bring those up.
We don't know
we
for
don't
sure.
Know. We don't know anything.
We don't
know,
for
know
sure.
anything. Thank you all very much
Thank
for supporting
you.
The show. We love value for value. We have a P.O. box. We love it when you send
stuff.
Yeah,
it's got books, cobwebs in
all
it.
All kinds of... It's looking a little sad. I got one of those big P.O. boxes, you know, the big box. And it's always sad when there's like one like envelope and it's spam.
Although I do want to tell you that... Ken Ring from Hickory Forge. He is the guy that made the chessboard for Willie.
Yes.
And he makes these skylines these city skylines out of wood. Mm. And he said, I'd love to make you one. I'm like,
what skyline do you
want? I chose Chicago.
Chicago. That is an iconic. The Sears Tower. Yeah.
He said, do you have any references for building? I said, the Hancock Tower, Sears Tower, Wrigley Building. Because the Wrigley Building, I worked in the Wrigley Building for 14 years.
Yeah.
Great. Or the Water Tower. I said, I'm open to anything.
Where are you going to put it?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to just
another
really
thing
cool.
for your studio.
Your studio?
No, your
or
studio.
My studio.
Yeah, for your prayer room. Oh, put all that. Room. Put that car in your prayer. You are not leaving the studio without taking your Bentley with you. That thing is not sticking around.
I'm
here.
Leaving Sir Joe Biden with an eyes photo in here though, next to Phoebe.
That's weird mojo, man. Okay, all right.
You know, I love how Elise is like. Calls it my prayer room. I love that. Yeah, I'm like, girl, when you're in there, you're going to be surrounded.
Surrounded by the Holy healing Spirit. Healing That's power right. is all over it.
That's
for sure,
right.
For
That's
sure.
right.
So, all right. Is it time for the,
yes.
the question of the week? Wow, we're moving along.
You know what? It's time for.
What's it time for?
The question of the week.
Yes, it's where Tina gets the advantage because she made up the question, so she knows her answer.
The question of the week.
And I can't be bothered to come up with questions.
Yes.
I'm too busy doing podcasts over here.
Make the donuts.
All right. Oh, man, we're falling short.
What time is it?
We're at 56.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
You got any other stories?
No, I'm done. I mean, my stories have all been fighting the enemy.
Yes.
The whole armor of God has been on continuously.
Yes.
I just been out there in the morning with Phoebe like, Lord, give me the strength.
Well, and
now
also,
I understand what people say. Lord, give me strength.
There was a big,
I get it now.
There was a big thing, too, that Trump, when the bullet hit his ear, it was 6:11 p.m. And so people were correlating
Ephesians,
that to 6:11. Ephesians, which is the full armor of God. Yeah. That's pretty
wow.
interesting.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
A good one.
Okay. Now, here's a little.
Wouldn't it be great if we had a president who was radically saved?
Yeah. Oh, how could he not be going through that? I mean,
I hope so.
I mean,
JD Vance was only baptized like 5 years ago.
Oh, was he?
He's a new believer. Yeah.
Well, you know, and there's a lot, and my friends have shared that there's a lot of references to piercing the right ear in, I think in
Leviticus.
Yeah,
you were telling me that.
And,
yeah.
And Deuteronomy. So, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's rewriting his entire speech.
Well, so. God saved him. Without a doubt, God saved him.
I totally believe this was divine intervention.
Oh.
And I've been watching the RNC. People are talking God all throughout this.
Well,
thing.
And if you look at some of the, they did the simulations, the way that if he didn't turn his head, it would have went right through his temple.
At that very moment.
Through his temple.
Yeah. But it was all an inside job, babe. It was all for the picture.
Yeah,
he staged the whole thing. And by the way, did you see JFK Jr. in the audience? It's amazing. It's amazing. It's all come true.
Okay.
All right, question of the week.
All right, so a little bit of parameters. Okay,
parameters?
Yeah.
Whoa, now we got rules? Okay, all right. I'm excited now.
Your answer cannot be...
Your answer.
No. Your answer cannot be when I got baptized. Because we know that trumps everything. We know that, okay? It cannot be that. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
What is your proudest moment? To date in your life, your proudest moment.
Well, this is interesting because pride by itself is a funny thing now that I'm a Jesus freak.
Yeah.
So that's why it's
But there are things
moment.
That God could have bestowed on you that, you know, that skills or talents. It could be God-given.
Yeah.
God gives us proud moments, don't you think?
This is different between
having pride.
This is a really tough one. Proudest moment.
Excuse me. Bubbles coming out of my throat.
You're just making
throat
noises.
Bubbles.
Finally, show title. I've been waiting all night for it.
I have a couple.
Throat bubbles. I don't know. I think throat bubbles tops it off. There's my proudest moment. We just came up with a show title.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, please help me out. Give me a little direction here.
Yes. And I'm centering on achievements, not like raising my daughters and, you know, I'm like centering on achievements. And I remember when I worked at Ronald McDonald House Charities and we were doing an end of the year campaign. And that's where most of our dollars come in the end of the year in order for us to hit our budget. And we had just eliminated an event, a special event. And we had to make up the money from that special event. And at the time when I started at Ronald McDonald House Charities, they were so reliant on special event income. It was almost to a fault.
85% of it.
You want to cultivate donor relationships because that's where the consistent support comes from. So we eliminated that event. And so at this end of the year campaign, we had to make up the money. And I remember I designed the strategy. It was, oh my gosh, I can't even remember the name of it, but I designed the strategy. And the board did not think we were going to do it. And I designed that strategy and we executed that strategy and we made up the money and then some. And so that was one of my proudest career moments because I knew I could do it and I knew I was going to do it because the board said I couldn't do it.
And you nailed it.
I nailed it. Yes. I nailed it. So that was one of my most recent proudest moments.
This is a really hard one.
I know you're sitting there rubbing your forehead. Like.
Yes. Well, I've achieved a lot in my life. Mm-hmm. And with achievement, I mean, like I didn't sweat over a whole bunch of things, but I've been involved in a lot of things. I've been very fortunate. I would have to say in a weird way, last year we were at the Spark Media Conference. And when I was able to tell a room full of, I don't know, 100 people, 200 people, I don't remember how many people were there, that I did not invent podcasting, but that God gave me this mission and he put it all before me. I was really proud of what God had done.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that, does that make sense?
Yes, and you win. I'm all about me. You're all about God. Okay.
No. I mean, these are my really the things that I've done, and since you and I have been on this faith journey, have been just so numerous. I would say proud, but wins. Just like, oh man, we're winning for the kingdom. We're winning for God. We're winning in our own growth and faith. Just so many things have happened. I think, by the way, you know, raising hundreds of thousands of dollars for the families, the Ronald McDonald House is way up there.
Yeah.
Did you see that note that I copied
yes,
you on?
Yes, I did, which was really lovely.
Yeah. 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 People are so grateful for what that organization does and your involvement. But you've been a do-gooder all your professional career.
I am definitely God's servant. That's for sure. I have a servant's heart. Yeah. Without a doubt.
And you are, hands down, this Proverbs 31 wife of my life.
The other morning you go, you've been so happy lately.
I said, what's wrong?
You've been so happy. Like, am I not happy a lot?
Mornings were sometimes challenging. You have something on your mind and you'd be like, before I trained you to tell me what's going on, because I'm just going to sit there because it affects me.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah. When you're happy in the morning,
I have
the
been
The world
happy
is good.
Because I keep thinking about my word of the year, which is joy.
Joy.
And joy. I need to be joyful right now. So I'm going to do it.
And thank you. Thank you for being my wife. Thank you. Thank you for being.
Thanks for asking. It took you a while, but thanks.
Okay. There we go. There we go. And we can always end on a note that slams at us. Perfect. I love you, Mrs. Curry.
I love our story, Dave, and I love you.
We'll see you next week, everybody, with lots of tales from Indiana and Chicago.
Yes.
Can't wait.
Stay tuned.
Vineyard Nation. In the evening.
The Curry and the Keeper. Yeah. Curry and a Keeper. Curry and a Keeper.